Rock 54 Radio, can I help you?
Hi, is Cup Call there?
Who's speaking, please?
Sure, this is Jaw with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, where's he again?
Sorry?
From where?
My phone number?
No, I mean like from where? What the name of your company?
Oh, Bank of Cardiff. C-A-R?
Okay, let me check for you.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, is this Cupcar? Cole?
Yes,
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, is this a good time for you to chat?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it looks like you did a web registration and you were interested in our working capital program.
Oh, you mean you call from bankcard.com, right?
Bank of Cardiff.com, yes.
Yes. I put application on that, yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information I have on the restaurant, and
then.
I can see what works best for you.
Okay.
And this is Heart Rock Sushi?
Heart Rock Sushi, Japanese Thai restaurant.
Oh, nice. That's interesting. Never seen Thai and Japanese.
Yeah,
usually Korean here, and...
in down here is a lot of Thai and Japanese, but we are on the first one in Fort Lauderdale for 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. 25 years?
Yes, we've been here for 25 years.
Nice. Okay. And are you a sole proprietorship, a corporation,
LLC?
Corporation,
yes.
Okay. And the address is 1970 East Sunrise Boulevard?
Yes, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
I have 50-50 with my husband.
50-50 husband. Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. I have, you know, a problem because the last 2 years, I have the accident in my restaurant because the old guy, he went to, you know, the car went to our restaurant. So I have to take all my cash to renovate my restaurant. And then, you know, like my finance down. Mm. And 5 years ago, my son took a line of credit from the Bank of America. We banking with them for more than 30 years, you know, for $50,000 loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just pay only interest.
Mm.
So then I took over the, you know, all the finance last year. Then the loan expired for 5 years. So I tried to renew the loan and pay them like $1,000 a month every month.
Mm-hmm.
So I settled with them on February this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly I just get the letter from them, but the loan expire again. So then I have to, you know, I have to try to work it on with them.
Mm.
And then, you know, I get sick and tired with Bank America. So I want if I can find something, you know, I have banking with them for 25 years, all my property with them, you know, and and just now I pay down from $50,000 to be $38,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they want me to pay on lump sum on 28 August. They send the letter to me on August 17.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, I don't want to deal with them anymore. So I try to look if somewhere I can get to pay them off, you know. So I will be happy to do that. And then...
Okay.
And I used to, you know, like my revenue on corporation return, it used to be almost $2 million, okay? So the last 2 years, it dropped like a 970. But I hope this year, you know, after we renovate, I try to, you know, get my business back. But, you know, everybody have the rough time, especially this year, like an election year. Something like that. But I've been in the business for, you know, 25 years in the same location.
Okay. I understand. Oh, dang. Yeah, Bank of America is hard to deal with.
Oh, you know what?
I think with Bank of America, too.
Yeah, I have the business account with them, mm-hmm. and you know when we are sunshine, we have a good business. They come all the time, but mm-hmm. when you struggle, you ask them to help. They turn mm-hmm. back for you. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh. So they yeah. they don't want to help. They don't want to you know to cooperate with you anything. So.
Mm.
I'm going to.
Okay, okay. I kind of understand the situation uh-huh. here. So you had a line of credit about 5 years ago. Your son uh-huh. was dealing with all the finances, but you took out $50,000 and
uh-huh.
Basically you only been paying the interest only for a while, and then two years ago you took over for your son on the financing side, and you've been paying paying more, and now it's down to $38,000.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then they send you a letter to tell you that you need to pay all of it off.
By
28.
Yes, for $38,000 on 22nd. Oh no, on 28th August.
Oh,
I just get the letter. I just get the letter from them on on August 17th.
Oh, wow. They only give you 10 days?
No, 10 days. And then I call them on Monday, you know, what else do you need? Because I supply for you everything, the income tax, you know, the mm-hmm. corporation return, everything. I said, you look, the past, you know, many, many years, I have mm-hmm. like, you know, business very good. But the past 2 years, my finance struggle because I have accident, and then you know that even the vice president came, they used, you know, they my customer too. They come mm-hmm. all the time, and then suddenly when I get stuck, I never see their face anymore.
Mm,
you know, that's what the people who work in bank maker, I don't know. I don't want to deal with them. I'm going to transfer everything from their bank, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open another bank and then, you know, set up whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What mm-hmm. what accident happened?
The guy, you know, he drove the car, went through to my restaurant. So I have
He drove the car into the restaurant?
Yeah, into the restaurant, you know. Luckily nobody get hurt, you know. My restaurant, like we have to do all the whole thing. I have to put almost $200,000 in my restaurant. So then cat fall down, you know.
Yeah.
So
if
I have money, why I have to looking for $38,000 to
exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have, besides the Bank of America line of credit, do you have any other loans right now?
No, I don't have any loan.
No loans, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how would you rate your credit?
My credit, you know, I have, I try to do my loan modification with my house
uh-huh.
the last year. They okay. still, with Bank of America also, uh-huh. it still didn't going nowhere, you know. Uh-huh. For since September last year up to now, uh-huh. it still didn't say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So that
oh, wow.
make my, that make my credit score drop, because usually my credit score like a 740, something like that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think it's
I
around?
Don't know.
You don't know. Okay. No problem. So the last time you checked was about 740. Maybe a little
That's
lower
true.
Now. Maybe like 720, maybe 700, something like that.
I don't know. Maybe 630, something, because when you do loan modification, all where your score credit drop, you know. And then this took for a year since September. I try to, you know, try to set with them.
Wow, it's a long time.
They back and forth. You know, I told them, listen, I know a lot of people who leave the house for 6-7 years, never pay nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I pay you every month, never late, never miss
mm-hmm.
any payment.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you to extension the loan, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I took that money to build my new house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, the accident happened, everything fall down, but I still have my house. I told them, if you're going to tell me yes or no, and then I can sell my property, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I'm not under the water or anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, I can sell, and then I pay you off. Oh, I don't want you to sell your house.
Of course.
And keep keep waiting. So
yeah.
That's what I tell you, you know.
Jeez, okay. Yeah, uh-huh. you need to get a new bank after this.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to change my bank too. Forget uh-huh. Bank of America.
Yeah, I've been with them for more than 25 years. I said, when I need help, you never help me. So I'm mm-hmm. looking for, you know, mm-hmm. something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. And then have you had a working capital loan before? Are you familiar with the program?
No, I never loan anything for my
okay.
business. You know, usually I have my own money, you know,
yeah.
my income good, anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that I struggle. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, sure. We can definitely help you out. Uh-huh. So how it works, I'll just kind of explain it to you so there's
uh-huh.
no surprises later on. So what it is basically it's a cash loan. So we give
uh-huh.
you, we look at your income, like
uh-huh.
the monthly deposits, your tax
uh-huh.
return, your bank statement,
yeah.
things like that, your credit.
Uh-huh.
We give you about 8 to 12% of your gross sales as the
uh-huh.
capital. So
uh-huh.
right now you say you have about 970,000 is your last
yeah.
year. Gross sales,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the $38,000 that you want is no problem. Okay.
Uh-huh,
so we
uh-huh.
can definitely do that for you. So what we do is we deposit the money into your account. And
uh-huh.
we can probably do this if you get all the paperwork into me today. We can probably get the money in your account. What's today? Thursday? It'll probably be like
uh-huh.
Monday, maybe.
Uh-huh,
maybe
uh-huh.
maybe tomorrow I can try. We'll see.
Okay.
And then what we do is it's three different types of payments. Either
uh-huh.
a daily payment, a weekly
uh-huh.
payment, or a monthly
uh-huh.
payment. So three
uh-huh.
options. But it depends
yeah.
on if which one you qualify for. So
okay.
whatever it is, let's just say it's a daily. It's
uh-huh.
a daily automatically payment to our
uh-huh.
bank. And it's a set payment. It doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And interest and principal is paid back at the same time. So it's not like you pay the interest first and then you pay the principal.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not like
I want
that.
To
we
know,
do
yeah,
together.
I want to know how much the interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So how it works is basically the loan usually ranges
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
3 months to 36 months. So 3 months
mm-hmm.
to 3 years at the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, what we do is, because a lot of our loans are not annualized, it's not like 12
mm-hmm.
months, 26 months, 36 months. A lot
mm-hmm.
of time it's like 18 months, 6
mm-hmm.
months, you know, 20-something
mm-hmm.
months. So since it's not annualized, there's no APR, because APR is annual percentage rate. So what we do is we're very transparent. We just tell you how much it's going to cost you. So let's just say, for example, you get $10,000 loan. We tell you it's your loan is 10 cents on the dollar, then your interest is $1,000. So your total is $11,000.
But that mean like a 10%?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't mean 10% because it's not APR. Because usually APR is a lot more than, you know, like just say, you know, when your son was paying off interest only, you know, you got stuck paying interest. In the end, you paid probably, you know, more than, you know, 30% in interest, even though the interest rate was probably, you know, 5, 6, 7%. You know, if you add up all the money that you paid them, you probably pay like 50% interest or something like that. So we don't do that. We just tell you it's not an APR. It's just a dollar amount.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let example. If I loan you $40,000, if I pay weekly, right, for 36 months, how much a weekly?
Sure. So I can tell you exactly. I don't know exactly, you know, what you qualify for, like the interest. But I can tell you that the cheapest it usually is about. So if you get 38,000, the cheapest will be a payback of $3,800 in interest.
$3,000. That means like a 10% interest, right?
10 cents on the dollar, not 10%.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you give me you know, like all information, and I'm think about that because, you know, like I still have somewhere to can take my money out, but you know, I just want to take a look, like how many percent the interest rate did I have to go back, you know, if too high. So
yeah,
I better take my, you know, my stock or whatever out, you know. But
yeah,
if not too high, and you know, for the short term, I don't want to touch my stock. So I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Don't. You shouldn't don't mix your personal stuff with your business stuff, because I've had customers do that. They take a like an equity line from their their house, or they take their their 401k out and pay for business, and then it's that's not good, because you end up losing more money than you know what you would have paid us basically, because you know this is unsecured too, so you don't have to put up your house, you don't have to put up you know your restaurant to get the money from us. You know, it's and it doesn't go on your personal credit either. It's a business loan, so it's business credit, no personal.
Okay, can you just you know like roughly for me, and then you know let me know, and then I will decide. Okay.
Sure. So I can send over the application. So I'll need the application in order to give you the number. It's very easy. It's one page application.
Yeah.
I just need February to July's business bank statement, and then your tax return. That's it.
Okay. Where can I send it to you?
Sure. I'll send you the email right now with the application.
Okay.
I have YAMU5AOL.com. Yeah, AOL.com. Okay.
Yeah.
I send it right now. Then actually, since it sounds like, you know, this thing is coming up very soon, I would recommend, just so you can, you know, get to your deadline of the 28th, to send everything to me today, and I can work on it and try to make it as fast as possible for you, okay?
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Jia, J-I-A.
J-I-A?
Mm-hmm.
J-I-A, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Chinese.
Okay. I will look in application, and then I fill it out, and then I send back to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. You will look out for it, and if you have any questions, my phone number is in my email, too, so you can call me anytime.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Okay?
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.